Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Here we go.
When I walk in the club.
All right, 11 a.m.
All eyes on me. All drinks are free.
11 a.m. means it's go time. Responsibly start to enjoy your Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka's Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
Yeah,
and now
like
available,
me.
Just like you be, just
yeah.
Like me too.
Yeah.
You're not Maryland made, I'm Maryland made. Maryland strong.
Nah, I'm Louisiana made, but you know what? I'm DMV grade, brother.
the boot is different. That much we know. All right, the phone lines are open. It is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Woo.
You can call in. Ask an NFL legend anything you want. Romance advice encouraged. Of course, Ask B. Mitch Anything is brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. I wore the dress collar polo on All Ears the other night, man. It's a good look. Uh-oh. He's laughing about something.
Did you not see the text right just now?
Uh-oh.
Landfield. All right, Landfield, I'm going to remember this next Thursday. You could just give it to us today if you want.
No, B, that's for Thursday. That's
Thursday,
a
all right.
All right, Landfield. Landfill's already got to bleep you for next Thursday. That's how you know he's mad about something. Right now, though, we are doing
Landfill went hard in the paint right there, bro.
It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. We're live at D-City Smokehouse. I just ordered some ribs, Landfill, and some collard greens. We have two callers from Arlington on the line. We'll go in alphabetical order. Deron in Arlington.
What
Ask
up,
B. Mitch something.
Deron, hello? You up, brother?
Hello?
Yeah, you up.
Man, this is Devon from Rockville.
All right, Devon, go ahead, baby.
Hold on. Pause. Who is screening calls? Landfill, who is screening calls?
Yeah, that was on me. That was me.
Devon in Rockville.
What
not,
up, dude?
Not Deron in
what's
Arlington.
Up, man?
What's happening, baby?
So look, right. I wrote this in my notes October the 15th at 8:49 to ask B. Mitch this question. Because I was watching, you know, a lot of teams, it's not just our team, but why is since you play at the highest level that could be played, anytime a team loses and they in the locker room and they talking to the players, and even some of the coaches, they always say we just need to key in on our fundamentals. We got outside of our fundamentals.
Yep.
Why is that, like, roughly 90% of the reason why they say that they did not execute and did not lose and did lose the game? It's the fundamentals. But I feel like the fundamentals is like riding a bike. But if you often riding your bike, you should not forget how to ride your bike.
Yeah, you shouldn't. But the difference is this, though. You got people on the other side that are doing things to you. And I think the thing about this being, I think everyone is, like I always say, there's no such thing as perfection on a football field. But everybody's striving to get there. And there are games when you're going against somebody that when you go to do something, they're waiting on you. They're ready for you. And instead of you doing what you fundamentally would do, as I always tell Jay, I say, when that pressure hits, people resort back to what's familiar with them, what's comfortable with them. And a lot of fundamentals are not comfortable. So guys don't do it consistently in the game, and that's why. If you're consistently not doing what you've been taught, how you've been taught to do it the right way, you're going to end up losing. If the other guys are doing it.
And let's go get this W. Bring this W back home, B. Mitch and JP. You know, y'all my guys, man. And bring the W back home for us, man. We need it.
I really believe if the media does a better job, like the people on All Ears, the team should win.
Hey, I like that with Google, B-Man.
Yo, per sources, All Ears is going to have a monster guest Sunday night live in Dallas. So everybody stay tuned for that one.
I think he's sexy as hell, too.
That's what I've heard. Thank you, Devon. Let's keep the phone lines going. Brian is in Hagerstown. What's up, Brian?
Hey, no romance questions here, B-Mix. Don't worry about that.
Damn. All right.
Hey, check this out. So I read Coach Gibbs's book, Game Plan for Life, and he talks about surrounding himself with great people, and he attributed that to his success. Mm-hmm. So what else do you think has caused him to be so successful in both football, NASCAR, and then in life in general? Because, he, as you know, that guy's just crushing it.
Well, I think having great people around him, but also he's consistent in what he does. He's consistent in his message, and he's fair with people. And the man puts in the work. You know, a lot of people say, well, you surround yourself with great people, you'll be successful. Well, if you're not doing any work, I don't think you're going to be successful. I think the people around you be, and you may go along for the ride, but you won't be as successful as they are. But Coach Gibbs has always been a great leader. What I say about the man is fair and patient. When I got here, he told me, he said, listen, man, we give you this first year, but then you compete for a job. Well, I didn't just sit back and say, well, you say you're going to give it to me. I went to work. You know, I returned my first kick for a touchdown. I was the guy killing it on special teams, and I lost my mind to make sure he understood that, you know, Coach, if you felt that comfortable in me telling me you're going to give me a shot, then I'm going to show you how much I'm going to work for it. And I think he does the exact same thing in every business that he does. When you talk to the people around him, they tell you how long that man is up. He gets up early, and he's there late. And a lot of people in his age, 81, 82 years old, would not be putting that much into it. He still does.
I think.
Yeah, he talked about, in that book, he talked about, you know, the whole trash can that they would, like, doing the game plan, they would, they knew it was time to go to bed at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning because the trash truck would come and empty the dumpster. I don't know if you've heard that story.
Hey, listen, man. He didn't leave the building. See, people talk about putting in that work, how long they got to be. He slept there.
Yeah.
During football season, he didn't go home.
The reality, thank you for the call, Brian. The reality, I think, in all facets of life, there is no substitute for hard work.
No.
It doesn't matter.
None.
Like, if you've read this Malcolm Gladwell book, Outliers, he basically reaches a premise, and he looks at greatness across a million fields, right? Bill Gates, the Beatles, great athletes, all sorts of stuff. There's this theory that they've put in 10,000 hours of work into a certain craft, into a certain field, and that they then break through. There is, like, I get young kids asking me about my career, like, oh, you know, how can I get into what you do? They have no idea that I was working three jobs, that, like, I worked overnights on
everybody's,
the digital desk.
See, that's what's wrong with kids today. They see the end result.
Right.
They see the Instagram post. No. The people that make it, there's a lot of stuff that don't look like that Instagram post.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the ultimate thing. Well, you got to keep working at it, bro. It's not just going to start. It ain't going to happen overnight. It's going to happen when you consistently go after it.
All right. I don't know what this means. Let's go to Henry in Northwest D.C.
Henry. What's up, Henry? How you doing, bro?
Ask me Mitch something.
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Happy Friday and everything.
Same with you, bro.
All right. Hey, B. Mitch. Now, it's been one whole year since Jaden's been with the team through the cold weather and all that, and experienced all that. I was wondering, is there any way you can pass along? He don't got to be all brave and tough and trying to be all cute out there. He know he's from California. He need to put some daggone long sleeves on, some stuff when he out there and when the cold weather start biting.
Man, football players play outside, bro. I mean, I came from Louisiana, and I didn't wear sleeves. My first year, I tried them. Monty Coleman told me that's not how we do it, and I figured out how we do it. And you will get used to it eventually. But if you put on too many clothes, you can't perform like you need to do.
Yeah, but they wear that light, thin stuff nowadays.
That light, thin stuff is what keeps you cooler, and it kind of whisks the moisture away from your body, which if you get cold, if you get wet, you're going to be colder. So that kind of supposed to whisk all that stuff away.
I believe he wore sleeves.
With the skin now, they making it now easier for them to wear?
You say what?
I can't imagine this is a big enough deal to constitute a phone call.
Yeah, that's what most companies, that's what they bill. They make stuff like that to where it's easier and it breathes better for the guys.
Thank you for the call, sir. A dude just walked into D City Smokehouse wearing a Baby Yoda t-shirt. Shout out to that dude. let's go to Captain Todd on line three. What's up, Todd?
What's up, Z?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, shout out to my YouTube chat fam, especially Strizzy's big old lips. Hey, B.
What's up, bro?
Hey, in all your years on the radio, what was your favorite segment to do? Was it S-Talk? Was it this one? What was your favorite segment?
My favorite segment?
That's a good question.
Actually, probably my favorite segment was listening to Coach Thompson when he started to preach. Because I learned more from him than I did from any college. I learned more from him than I learned from some of these people that want you to pay them to learn. Just being there with him on a daily basis, when that guy began to speak, bro, it was historical. So just hanging out with him was cool. But, you know, the S-Talk thing was funny as hell because I've seen a lot of guys who went at each other because they're friends. And to ask me questions, it's cool, too, because you're getting the different you find out different stuff. I guess people get to find out different stuff about me, what I like, what I don't like. And also I get to find out what people really want to know.
There you go. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, dude.
Love it, man. Thanks.
When we came up with the Ask B Mitch Anything segment, I liked the idea of it because, like, people tend to come up to you and start talking about football. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're a pretty fascinating creature without football. You know what I mean? And I think this is a good place for it. S-Talk was wild back in the day.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes
I was like, man, are they going to fight? They see each other when they fight.
I saw David Falk the other night at this fundraiser. And I talked with him just for a minute or two, and he was talking about Coach Big John.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable the impact Big John made on those that are close to him, obviously on hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people, but those that are close to him all speak of him mm-hmm. in the most reverential way.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, like, I mess with Doc all the time about I call Doc Methuselah.
Right.
Hell, when Coach was around, Doc was a church mouse.
Doc, really?
Listen, bro. You know how I am when my coach came right. around. He was the same. Doc was exactly the same way. So I'm like, damn, Doc give him that much respect? Wow. And then when you start hanging around him enough, you see why.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. Let's go to Eric in Charlotte. What's up, Eric?
What's up, B? Eric, you up?
JP, about 3 years ago, I met you on that cold Sunday night, that New York game, and you talked with me and my son for a couple minutes, and you liked the Jordan custom shoes I had.
There you go.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate
it, Mitch, I have a question for you. I have acquired a Pro Bowl jersey of Chris Samuels and Chris Cooley with number 21 on it. Where would I go, and how would I go about getting those two to sign that to go along with my 2007 Sean Taylor autographed jersey?
You say Chris Samuels? Chris is still around this area. Cooley is back in, where? He's from Utah? Right?
I think he's in Wyoming.
Wyoming. So I don't know how you can get in touch with Chris. I don't have any kind of connect with him.
Yeah, I think Cooley's going to be hard. But I think you could, if you come up to a game or so, I think.
Samuels is around sometimes.
Samuels is around. I think he's, I don't know that he's active on social media, but I think he has an Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried on social media to try to contact without any luck, but it's all good. And one last thing before I go, I was at that game the other night, and I have never seen that stadium that electric since I've been going back to games. I hope it keeps that way, and I hope we get that defense in check to just take care of these Cowboys. Hail the Redskins, and thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, bro.
Thanks, dude. The stadium was awesome.
It was.
The pregame vibes there, they did the production really well. Actually, made a point to tell Yoakum, I don't know that it's Yoakum's department, but it was production and it was really well done.
That was good. It was good.
You wish they didn't get down 13-0.
True.
Got to keep the juice going. Shout out to Telly. Good to see you, buddy. Keep the phones going.
See, Telly, no, Telly getting his food before 12.
Yeah, because it's going to get packed. Ronald is in Waldorf. What's up, Ron?
Good morning, guys.
What's
First
up, man?
Of all, let me start by saying this. JP, I really, really, really appreciate you. I think you and B. Mitch make one of the best sports teams I've ever listened to, and you are the first guy that I make a point to listen to every morning.
I appreciate that,
your show. I appreciate Jeff. I appreciate Landini. JP, don't you ever feel like we all are directing all our questions to B. Mitch, because you are important also.
Very kind of you. Thank you, man. All good. Now ask me something.
All right. Now, B. Mitch, my question to you is, this is in relation to all the idiots calling in earlier about Jaden Smalley and everything on the sideline. So my question to you, B. Mitch, is, have you ever, throughout your entire playing career, had a player that irritated you to the point where you almost physically wanted to fight them in the locker room?
I'm going to just answer yes without saying names.
Okay.
Yep. It's like, look, man, the thing about me is I felt that I had to work to get what I got. And there are people that walked in with extreme talent from the biggest schools with all opportunity in the world, and they were just piss it away, to be honest with you. And that would really, really, really irritate the hell out of me when I saw guys not be serious about this craft.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, dude. Thanks for the kind
Jamie
words.
Jamie probably knows some of those names. I probably told him the stories, but I'm not going to broadcast that. Like,
I mean, you've told some stories on air of guys in your own locker room.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, let alone other teams. I'm going to take a couple more here. If you want to hit us up, hit us up. Sean is in Arlington. Sean, ask me much anything.
Yeah, happy Friday, gentlemen. Just had a quick question about the evolution of the game, specifically at the wide receiver position. So you will see a lot of guys as rookies just go off and have like 1,500 yards, like Puka, even Terry as a rookie had 1,000 yards. But back in the day, it used to take longer, I would say, like Santana Moss at first couple of years didn't have that many yards. Devonta Adams is a good example of that. So, like, why do you think nowadays people are just hitting the ground running like that? And somebody like Luke, do you see that type of potential? Obviously, related to Christian McCaffrey, runs a sub-4.5. You know, he has athleticism, but do you think him and Jalen Lane could eventually, you know, be like those guys who hit 1,000 yards?
Well, if you look at the guys that you were talking about, those guys get drafted to teams that basically put them on the field first game, and they throw them a lot of passes. I think the way that you can't touch receivers after 5 yards has helped the game out some. Back in the day, guys ran. The ball was ran more than it was tossed. And I think today you see way more passing in most of the game where those guys can stand up. Especially if you're a first or second rounder, you're playing.
Right.
You know, you're not going on the team and waiting. You're going to immediately play. So if Luke or even Jalen had gone to a team and they were the number one receiver pick on that team, they would have received that opportunity too. But they came to a team where other guys were there.
But I also think
– And then Tanner got hurt in his first year. He probably would have had 1,000 yards his first year too.
Well, the 1,000-yard marker means less now. There's another game. There's 17 games.
Yeah.
Well, that's one. Two, teams throw it way more.
Yeah.
Way more. It's hard to even compare. Like, there was this dumb thing going around social media. I'm not the biggest – I certainly wasn't a fan of him in his playing days. I actually think he's the best broadcaster now because Troy Aikman, on that Monday night broadcast, Troy has transformed into I don't give a bleep and will call everybody out all the time, and it's refreshing. But there was a dumb thing going around social media comparing Troy Aikman's stats and saying he doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame because Ryan Tannehill outproduced him in a three-season stretch.
Let me ask you a question.
It's just dumb.
Did Tannehill ever play in the Super Bowl?
No.
Did he have a reason for them going to the playoffs?
No. It was Derrick Henry.
So
nobody
want to hear that.
It's stupid to try to compare eras. But specifically to wide receivers, I think, one, the proliferation of 7-on-7. Like, people are playing 7-on-7 year-round.
Yeah, that really, I was going to go there, too.
That really helps wide receivers develop because it's just that much more reps. And that, like, passing offenses, there's more passing offenses in the NFL. That has trickled all the way down to high school.
Yeah.
And like, Pop Warner. Like,
the NFL has taken on what colleges and high schools do.
Right. Like, the spread, all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
In an effort to be on time, which I'm already late, but I'm efforting to be on time. Let's keep Ask B. Mitch going. If you're on the phones, we're going to take your call. We're going to figure it all out together. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to call in, do it. We got Jeff Walker's hype song, Week 7 hype song, going to Dallas at 11:45. Governor Moore joins us at 12:30. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Things are moving at D-City Smokehouse. Frank's here, our local Redskins historian. He just told me he was at a game. Did Otto Graham coach? Otto Graham coached, and he turned. He was at a game that Otto Graham coached. That's before my time.
Yep. Frank, how old are you?
Frank, you're sharp, man. all right, we got some news out of Ashburn. I don't know how good it is, but we got some news out of Ashburn, Brian. Deebo Samuel at practice on a side field with a trainer.
Okay.
Terry McLaurin kind of at practice on a side field with a trainer.
Okay.
It's not clear if Deebo and Terry have helmets, which generally you need for football practice. Dorrance Armstrong is not wearing a jersey, but is at practice and went through team stretching.
All right.
Chris Rodriguez, however, looks like he's going through practice. So that's a little bit of good news.
That's good news.
I got a hard time believing the Terry and Deebo thing. Terry, I think because he hasn't played, looks pretty – a pretty slim chance of him playing. Deebo, more of a chance. But
I'm still going to hold on to that 1%.
For Deebo or for Terry?
Both of them. I mean, listen, bro. I just know, there is such a thing as people playing these games to, they hadn't practiced.
Right.
And, I've said it over and over again. The media gets to watch a certain amount of practice. Then they leave. They don't get to watch the other stuff that goes down.
Absolutely.
And I know for sure it happened back in the day.
Right.
So I don't know exactly what they do today. Listen, bro, I remember where media be out there and they leave, and then all of a sudden, whole bunch of people run out of the locker room.
Right.
Okay? That's why we got the practice squad now.
Right. I'm aware that
I don't know, bro.
We don't know everything that's happening.
My whole thing.
I think I'm at a 20% chance for Deebo playing, and you want to stick to one. I'll give you one.
I'd much rather Terry and Deebo be on the field, but I'm also at a point where the guys that are going to play have the ability that somebody kept them around on this team. So it's about time other people start to step up too.
Right.
I said this at the beginning of the season. As good as Jaden is, Cliff had to come up with better game plans to help him out.
Right.
Other guys got to do stuff to where Jaden's job's easy. Nobody should be stepping back saying, man, our quarterback's so good, he's going to get us over the hump. And if that's what's been going on, that's why we've been having a roller coaster. Everybody has to be ready to go now. And the way I live my life is, if I'm on a team with you, I am holding your ass accountable because I expect you to hold me accountable. And that's how we get over the hump. If there's a guy on the team that don't know enough, I'm trying to educate him and make sure he knows enough so now I can depend on that person to get us over the hump. So I know fans go, Luke should get more time. This person should get more time. How you know that? You're not out there watching them. So if they are able to get it done, they have opportunity now that may be giving them that chance. They better step the hell up.
Right.
Because I'm not going to sit and say, well, oh, he's a rookie. You're an NFL football player. The minimum money you can make is $840,000. Okay? So everybody that want to tell me what somebody's supposed to do, you ain't making $840 in a long damn time. They making $840 to play a game for 4 months. So their assets need to be at a different level. Young or not, let's step it up. Everybody got to come to play. If everybody comes to play, I watch this team. Dan, I give Dan a lot of damn credit. Dan Quinn has changed the mindset of this team, the belief that this team had in itself. So if they all get together and come out with that and do their job at the highest level, hell yeah, we could go win this game. So whether it's Terry's there or Debo's there, you got other guys that have ability to break it wide open.
The Dorrance injury is something to pay attention to. He's been their best defensive player.
Yes,
he doesn't have the name, perhaps, recognition of Terry and Debo, but Dorrance's been really good, man, and it looks like that's three DMPs for him this
week.
He's
been a baller.
I told these guys to stay on hold, so I'm going to take their calls. Jeremiah is in Fairfax. Jeremiah, ask B. Mitch anything.
Doing. Thank you for taking my call. So I just wanted to ask B. Mitch about a particular quarterback. I'm a Boston sports guy, but I do listen to y'all because I live here. B. Mitch, what do you think about Drake May? And not even comparing him to Drake May or to Jaden Daniels or Caleb, but just in a vacuum, what do you think about Drake and his potential in this league?
I think he has great potential. I think he's a damn good quarterback. JP and I watched him when we were sitting up there when we practiced against him. Listen, the problem with people is they feel they got to do one or the other. I can like Jaden. I can love Jaden and still very much like Drake May.
Right.
They ain't like I'm in a damn relationship with either one of them. You know, both of those guys have talent. Both of them are good, and I appreciate both of them because you know what they've done? They've gone to their job, they've gone to their profession, and they go out there and they try to become better. They're not trying to sit up here and say, I'm better than that other person or I'm better than this person and try to make you believe. They are trying to make themselves better. And if they keep doing that, hell, they could be two quarterbacks going through this thing the rest of the way. We're going to be comparing them with each other.
It was the same thing last year with Bo Nix.
Man. I love Jaden. I hope we meet in the Super Bowl one day, and y'all have a good Friday.
And I hope we beat y'all, too. I'm going to still say that.
Appreciate it, man. Like last year with Bo Nix, people tried to make it this rivalry. Like, just because they're drafted the same year doesn't make it a rivalry. And I think Washington fans should be really damn happy they're – got Jaden still.
Be happy you got that one.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing of it is, listen, you go back to the John Elway year, there were a bunch of quarterbacks that were damn good.
Right.
We still talk about how good all of them were. Dan Marino didn't win the Super Bowl. When you talk about the best quarterbacks ever, do you not say Dan Marino? You still talk about him because he proved he was that.
And if you don't know, you know ball.
So that's the ultimate thing. Listen, bro, we can both of them can be good.
I mean,
and you don't have to dislike one because you have yours.
It was the 83 draft. Elway, Todd Blackledge, Jim Kelly, Tony Eason, Ken O'Brien, and Dan Marino.
If you're dating a beauty queen from the United States,
oh boy,
you have to say the one from Brazil is ugly? No, she's good looking too, isn't she? So let's be real. You can have multiple good looking people. Let's be real.
Toothpick. Where's our guy Toothpick? You there?
Toothpaste, what's up, man?
What's up, JP?
I think Pick called in. Hold on. I think Pick called into the Junks. I don't know. I heard this at some point this week. It might have been this morning. It might have been another day. And Bishop called him Tooth instead of Pick. It made me laugh like hell. Sorry, Pick. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah. No, he did that for real. Hey, JP, I wanted to know, man. I know you're on your way down. I know you and B. Mitch on the way down. Are you doing all ears when you get down here?
Yeah, we're doing it Sunday night. It'll be 9 o'clock, but at the stadium. We're going to do it in Jerry World.
All right. Well, you know I'll be there, and also I'll see you guys in Kansas City. But check this out, B. Hit me up, man. Let me know where you at. Me and the fellas down here, we're going to be out and about this weekend. So let us know where y'all at, man, and we coming through. We're going to
I'll
y'all.
Be there tonight. Drinks on y'all.
Exactly.
Good.
Just let me know where you at.
Bring me some of that right. Texas oil money and spend that money on me.
I got you, B. I got you.
All right, boy. I hate you.
Was he just calling to tell you to hit him up to hang out? Did he probably not have a question?
Probably so.
All right. Thanks, Pick. That was a wild ride. We should hear from Dan Quinn sometime within the next hour. Do you think DQ will rule of the big three for this weekend? Debo, Terry, Dorrance. Do you think he will rule anybody out today?
Jay, I know I got a big head, but I don't know all that stuff. I'm hoping he doesn't, to be honest with you. I'm hoping he say we have to see what goes on tomorrow. That's what I'm really, really hoping.
We will see what's going on next. Jeff Walker's got a new song. Can't wait to hear it. Jeff is kind of singing right now. He's
Jeff. I see what Jeff.
Jeff's out here making friends, trying to test the sex panther. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Ready to fire up your Saturdays? FanDuel has got your boost. Got a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's giving everyone a college football profit boost every single week. So here's how it works. Each week, we're giving everyone a profit boost to use on college football. No opt-in gymnastics, no invite-only nonsense. Everyone gets the boost. We're talking real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy, it's fun, and it's only on FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app. Check out the Boosting with the Boys offer and get in on the action. FanDuel's official sportsbook on 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Shout out to Lamphill, making us laugh.
Lamphill, you on a roll today, bro.
I think he's happy. I think he's happy because we're not in there, or at least that Jeff's not.
No,
in there.
No, I don't think he's happy. When we're not in there, he's a little irritated at times.
He's often irritated when we are in there.
Yeah, but he's more irritated when we're not because I think it makes him have to be paying more attention.
Speaking of paying attention, time for our guy Jeff Walker. He's out here paying lots of attention.
Come on, Jeffrey. He paying for drinks. We're going to keep sending Jeff to get this drink.
Upset of the century.
Pay for him.
Yeah, seriously. All right, Jeff.
What's up?
Week 7. The boys need a win.
Yes.
Who were the guest rappers on Big Pimpin'? Aren't they Dallas guys? I know they're Texas guys.
I think they Houston guys, though. That's
Houston.
That's Pimp C and Big B and Bun B.
Bun okay. B.
All right. Well, who's your inspiration for this week in Dallas?
Man, my inspiration was just the team losing to the Chicago Bears. This week, we got to make it happen. We got to cross our T's, dot our I's, and everyone got to make a play. Lamphill, let's get it.
You got to finish your breakfast. Ain't that what they say? We didn't finish our breakfast last week. And it came back and it bit us. So now we need to turn up on these Cowboys. They say they not our rivals no more. That's BS. That rivalry will always run deep, especially in the DMV. Things I hate more than some Bears, some Cowboys. They always run their mouth, boys. They always talking foul, boys. Quick to bring the past up, but we talking now, boys. And we riding through Dallas, about to knock out Jerry House. Took the lead last week, man, but we couldn't finish. Couldn't believe Jaden dropped the ball, it really crushed my spirit. Then the Bears fans took it to Twitter, they let us hear it. Couldn't believe that we lost to these bums by a figure. Cross your T's, dot eyes, cross your T's, dot your 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 eyes, cross your T's. You hear the chorus? Well, let's get to it. Man, the ball better stick to your hands like we glued it. Hut one, hut two, run the ball, pass, move it. Pancakes from the old line, get me moving. Now defense, it's time to come alive this season. Open up the wounds, keep these Cowboys bleeding. They can't score a touchdown, a field goal. Me give them hits that make their soul burn slow. They eat them. I never have, I never will like these Cowboys. The rivalry will always be something.
Thank you, thank you,
and most
thank
important,
you.
Winning it.
I like I
got you, bro.
I like the part about the Bears on Twitter. I thought that was funny.
Oh yeah, because they attacked me.
Tell them
real
Cubs
bad.
Shut the hell up.
Real bad.
I was, won, man.
I was verbally abused.
Yeah, Cubs still can shut up.
I was verbally abused. And I just had to take it. I just had to keep getting punched in the chin, and it won't
like
change.
Like that homeless guy tried to do.
Swing back.
Yeah, like that homeless guy.
Swing back, dog.
Do you want to listen? The song was very good. We'll re-rack it a couple times if we can.
Jeff, remind him of that, because you know he will forget.
Can you briefly tell Landfill what happened to you at the oil shop?
Yeah, Landfill. So I go to get my oils, my sex panther, from his oil shop. And as I'm coming out, this like homeless guy, he must have been an
unk. He called him an unk, like JP.
He an unk. And he goes.
Oh, like you. Dudes call you unk.
He goes, something, something. And then he goes, I ignore him because I'm thinking, you know, he's not talking to me. And then he go, yeah, I come take that bag and I take your life. And I'm like, for real? All right. So I put the bag down. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do it. Because obviously you're not leaving me alone. Then this guy comes out the store, boom, hit him and say, I told you stop harassing our customers. So thankfully he did it because if I would have did it, boy, I would have came down this street hyped.
So in other words, I got a suggestion. Next time you come to this remote, stay in D.C.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to stay down here. But
stay in the smokehouse.
It's crazy.
Don't go to the oil shop.
It's crazy because I go to that oil shop every day, and that dude never mess with me.
Every day?
Every time I go to get my oils, I'm never messed with. But today, I guess the head was shining a little too much.
You came at the wrong time, Jeff.
And he was piped down, up.
I was parked. I was at the light the other day, and the guy was walking.
At the studio?
Talking. Yeah, I was leaving from the studio, talking, and he starts saying, yeah, you in the car too. And I just looked and laughed. I'm like, dude, please. Because if you come over by this car and I have to get out this car, it ain't going to be nice for you.
If you come over by my car, I'm not getting out the car.
No.
You're going to take all, how many tons cars are? You're going to take all
of
that.
Nah, the way he was dressed.
I can't buy your car that day.
Jeff, the way he was dressed, he had nothing.
Oh, yeah, you whoop him.
I put them two-piece on him, man. I'm just letting you know. I like to make people feel this thing. Let them understand. But I'm putting,
cross your T's, dot your I's.
Might be time for a new oil shop, Jeff.
I grew up in a time where, you know what, it's about D. But you know what, I also grew up in a time where one shot and you don't miss. So my whole thing is people be getting caught up in that, telling you what they got. Fool, you tell me what you got, you let me know.
You sound like Craig's dad in Friday. Like, use these.
My pops showed me from 5 on up how to do that. And then when I hit about 10, I knew how to do the other stuff too. And
I
choose
stop.
To be smiling, talking. Let's have a cordial conversation. I don't want to go there because when I go there, I zone out.
Yeah,
I'm letting you know.
That's when Keith comes out.
I just go. When you Keith shows up, it's a different ball game.
You can't underestimate people because you never know what people know.
You never know what people are going through either. Because you never know what's happening behind closed doors.
I strike like lightning.
In the bedroom too?
Yeah. Minute man Jeff.
But no, that's a second. Okay. Lightning is quick.
We're going to take a break. when we come back, let's have a real conversation. The Commanders are 3-3. They haven't been below 500 this season. How important is the game this weekend? I mean, let's be real. I don't want to get too caught up in the fact that they have 3 NFC losses already this year. It's only week 7. But eventually, if you get to tiebreaker stuff, That stuff matters. This is an NFC East opponent. Look at Seattle last year. They didn't get in the playoffs with a 10-7 record because of tiebreaker stuff. All of these things start to add up. Let's examine just how important this Cowboys game is to the 2025 season next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.